a tame God who will be sure not to let anything really bad happen to the world. The notion that environmental concern is part of some kind of New Age nature worship is propagated in parts of the church. Resistance to evidence of anthropogenic global warming by a lot of conservative Christians parallels their resistance to the evidence for biological evolution. That kind of religious ostracism works together with the economic interests of some industries and the desire of many consumers to maintain wasteful lifestyles to oppose and obstruct the strong environmental policies that we need. It's imperative, then, that Christians first clean up the ethics of their own society. And that requires some serious theological education that might begin with a study of Leviticus 25, as just referred to in our earlier talk.